We're wearing special vestments and got white instead of green for the altar frontal here. We're celebrating a very special day, the solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity. The one day when we celebrate God in his nature as one God and three persons. This beautiful reality that God is one and yet he is a relationship of love in himself that is a mystery. The central mystery of our faith, God himself, something we can't grasp completely with our minds, and yet nonetheless, we can become very close. We can know him more than we know ourselves or anything else, even though he's a mystery. And I really want to invite you to challenge yourself today to make sure you have this right in your mind and your heart, that God is a mystery infinitely beyond us, and we'll never be able to grasp him completely, to understand him, and yet we can be closer to him than we are even to ourselves if we let him lead us and guide us. That he's a great mystery and we yearn to know him more and we get closer to him. But he always feels distant and greater than us. It's beautiful, beautiful reality. We got to make sure we don't think he's just a crazy, unimaginable mystery and it's not worth getting to know him. Neither do we want to think that Jesus is just my friend and I don't have to really be reverent or careful or fearful in a holy way of him. There's something more I want to invite you into and help you understand that though he's a mystery, it's not that hard. For example, mysterious relationships are actually very common in our life. For example, men, do you understand women? Women, do you understand men? No. They're a mystery. A great mystery. I don't understand myself. Jeremiah the prophet says, more torturous than anything is the human heart. Who can understand it? I alone, says the Lord. Understand the heart and the mind, plumb the depths. Only God. And so, experiencing close, intimate relationships with someone who's a total mystery to us, very normal. And in fact, if you apply the same principles that we know to getting to know a human being on earth that we love and want to be close to, you will get close to God. Consider, for example, the first step. You're trying to figure out if someone is someone you want to get close to. What do you do here on earth? You might, from afar, do a little research. Facebook. Maybe. You might look and see, all right, let's see how they show themselves to the world. You can learn a lot about a person from their Facebook page. If they've got a video of themselves shirtless, taking a picture of themselves in their bathroom, flexing, ladies, stay away. That man, you can very clearly judge, that is not someone who's interested in what's truly good in this world. Now, if you see a lady, gentlemen, who's on the beach in a bikini, posing in the waves with her hair in the wind, stay away. She might be beautiful. She is beautiful. But she's focused on the outside too much right now, and we need to let her learn that, you know, men and women, the heart is what matters so much. And modesty is important. We can look from afar and judge, is this someone I should get to know? Same thing with God. If you're at a point in your relationship with God, you don't really know, is it worth investing more time in a relationship with him? Look from afar. Think, what is he like? What does he say about himself? Read the Bible. You know, if you don't understand it, ask for a little help. Come to see, is there something special in there? Maybe come to get to know some of the people who claim to be very good examples of this relationship with God, the saints. If we study the lives of the saints, we might not really believe in God yet, but we look at those who claim to be closest with him and see if there's something attractive there. You might even just spend time with God's friends. You know, maybe some go to church and just test it out, get to know some Catholics. Maybe there's some bad ones. Oh, I don't like that. But maybe you find, oh, there's some people who believe in God and are close to him, and they're living attractive lives. You know, we do the same thing in relationships here on earth. We learn about people initially. We see what their friends are like, and we can learn so much about them. And if we like what we see, and we'll get closer. We'll take the next step. We'll maybe try to get to know the person more intimately. You know, if you start dating someone, you know, you really spend some one-on-one time talking to them. And we know it's important not just to goof off in these dates if we're really wanting to get to know someone well on earth. I remember a beautiful story of a couple here in our community where the young man gave his girlfriend a list of things he wanted to talk with her about. The dates were going to be fun and spontaneous, but he also wanted to have some clear direction because he wanted to get to know her, not just see what happened. Things like family and finances and where you want to live, and he had this plan. I remember certain things on the list. He had a line that said, "Must have already talked about number two before we get to this one." Yeah, he had it all planned out. Do we think about doing the same thing for God? Because we want to get closer to him once we've seen, okay, there's something attractive here. Do we actually invest some time in studying who he says he is, the faith, and really in prayer? Not just saying at night, "Oh, Lord, it'd be nice if you made this easy and showed me who you are." But instead, maybe coming to Mass more frequently than we have to, adoration, Bible study. When you get a question, instead of just thinking about it for a second and then giving up, trying to actually find the answer, coming and talking to Father Brian or I, or going onto YouTube, you know? Have you ever thought maybe the same thing that works in relationships here on earth, struggling and working to understand and know someone, can work for God as well? And if you want to grow deeper, you have to do that. And then last of all, once someone in a relationship has decided, all right, this is a person who not only appears to be good, but I'm finding is actually good, then, and this is, we're very bad at this in our culture, if you want to get to know someone well, you work with them. Dates are fun, movies and dinner and, you know, hanging out. But if you want to know someone well that you're thinking about spending a lot of your life with, you want to know how they are when things are tough. And it's so funny how a lot of people watch Princess Bride and they think, oh, that must be what love is like. There's a really tough battle. You got to overcome, you know, the enemy and save the damsel in distress. And then you ride off into the sunset on a horse and it's happiness forever. No trouble. No. Relationships are more like the Lord of the Rings, where there's a great challenge and it's hard and it's, you get wounded. You become a totally different person, and yet you become holy and sanctified, and it's all worth it at the end. But you have to die to yourself. Do you think about that and recognize the importance of working with someone you're interested in dating and maybe marrying? You're doing things that you're going to do for the rest of your life as a couple, if that's the Lord's call for you. Volunteering together, helping out friends and family, putting yourself in situations where you're challenged and seeing how does this other person work. Same thing with God. He invites us to do very difficult things. Think of the moral teachings of the church, our obligation to come to Mass, and our obligation to study the faith, even. You know, if you really work at that and suffer through that, you'll find something that you can only find if you invest in a relationship at that level. God will reward you with a beautiful, mysterious transformation of your life where you find in doing hard things and sacrificing, you find the joy, the love, and the peace that your heart yearns for, and you enter deeper into a relationship with God. Make sense, right? You want to get to know someone here on earth. You got to observe them from afar, make sure it's worth it, and if you can, resist the temptation to just look at someone who's pretty or handsome and say, oh, that'll be great. You know, make a good judgment, then really get to know them, study, pray, and then work with them. That's how you draw so, like, very, very close to someone here on earth. The same thing with the Lord. Don't just think, oh, I don't understand God. It's a mystery. There's nothing I can do. No. Get to know him from afar. Talk to Father Brian. I study the saints. Read the Bible. Give him a chance. Draw closer to him by prayer and the sacraments, once you see there's something there, and then work with him. Just try and conform your life to the high call he gives us. You will get very close to a God who's infinitely beyond us. And the best part of all is this analogy is not perfect, because in relationships on earth, you know, people don't always do the right thing. And you might be trying to get close to someone and they hurt you. They're not reciprocating. That's very difficult. Sometimes even marriages do not work out because in our weakness, we don't realize what we're doing. We learn later on and there's lots of hope, but it's very difficult. In the relationship with God, it's always our fault. He never makes a mistake. And that is maybe hard in some cases, humbling, but very reassuring. Because if you work on your relationship with God, you can be guaranteed he's never going to miss a date with you. He'll be there. He's never going to let you down. He's going to be always 100% doing his part in the relationship. And if ever something goes wrong, you don't have to wonder, maybe it's him. You can be like, it's me. And at least I know that. At least it's clear. I don't like it. And so think to yourself, wherever you are in your relationship with God, as we celebrate Trinity Sunday, he's knowable, more knowable than ourselves. He gives us his very spirit to make it possible for us to draw close to him. And so if you're on the outside looking in, you know, at least do the work of paying attention. Is this something that's worthwhile? Are the people here joyful? You know, if I do an initial assessment of who God is, does he seem like he's worth knowing? And pay attention to what happens in your heart. Maybe ask him. It's a little quick prayer here or there. Lord, I don't understand. Help me. It goes a long ways. Maybe you're past that and you're coming to Mass, but your faith is just meh. You just come and go and it doesn't mean a whole lot to you. Well, consider how important it is to actually spend time with someone on earth if you want to get to know them, and challenge yourself to spend time with God. You get to know him more in prayer and study of the faith, having good conversations. Father Brian and I love to do that. I'd be happy to help. And then know that if you're even at that stage, you're studying, you're praying, you know the Lord, you love him, are you working with him? Or are you often quick to do your own thing, not go all the way in those sacrifices he's inviting you to make? Then challenge yourself to die to yourself more. You'll get closer to God. Just look at your life right now. It's like, if you're not completely satisfied, there's maybe more joy you desire, then work more fully with him and know that dying to ourselves is the way we get close to someone here on earth, the way we get close to God. You're sacrificing and suffering and working together. Pray about it, and in communion today, ask the Lord to help you, to take that next step, to stop thinking it's impossible to get close to God, but rather remember how simple it is. And just act in that way to become close to the one who we're ultimately made for, who satisfies every one of our desires, though he's infinitely beyond us. We ask for that grace today and now in our prayer and in Holy Communion so that we can come to know the Lord as he wishes to be known and lead many others close to him as well.